Why is Pesachim plural? So there are many answers going around. The Rishonim bring down that Masechet Pesachim is really more than one Masechet. The first four Parakim comprise of Chometz and Matzah. And you'll see even at the end of the fourth parak, it says, Fahadalach Makum Chenagel, V'slikala Pesach Rishon. The first Pesach is finished. The next part of the Masechet is till Arvei Pesachim, which talks about the Korban Pesach, which is parak, the fifth parak through the ninth parak. And again, you look over here, Adonalach, it says V'slikala Pesach Sheni. We just finished the second Pesach. And then there's Arvei Pesachim, which talks about the night of the Leil Seder. So three different parts of the Masechet. We have over here, we're going to be, we actually, according to the schedule, will be covering the first four parakim or so before Pesach, which is all the aspects of Chometz and Matzah, and then a lot of the preparations for the of the Seder and the day of Erev Pesach. Pesachim has the, I don't know if we call it the honor, but it's considered a yeshivish Masechet, one of the ones in Seder Moed that's considered yeshivish, meaning it's in the machzor of most yeshivas that they go through a Pesachim, and the reason why that is, and we'll see, is because the material lends itself to what we call lumdus, a lot of chakiris, machlokets, and we'll see right from the beginning that most Roshi yeshivot go right into the first line in Masechet Pesachim and develop tremendous ideas of what's going on in the Masechta. Let's start. Pesach Divrecha Ya'ir, Or La'arba Asa, both came in a Chametz La'arner. On the Or La'arba Asa, this word Or, as we're going to see in the Gemara, it's going to be a lot of machloket, what exactly the word Or means. We know that Leil B'dikar Chametz is at nighttime. The Gemara chooses to use the word Or at the light of Arba Asa, meaning the night. We're going to come out in conclusion of the 14th. You have to check the chametz for chametz with the candle. Rashi or la arba asa garcina. There's different gears. The or haner, the gemara will move first timer. Why exactly we have to do it with the candle and at nighttime and all these ideas? We'll see that in Daf Zayin. Botkim, you have to do bedikat chametz. Why do we need to do bedikat chametz? Rashi says shelo yavor alav b'bal yareh b'bal yimatzah. There are different isurim going on with chametz on Pesach. One of them is that it shouldn't be seen by you and it shouldn't be found by you. These are isurim in the Torah that one has to be worried about on Pesach. Therefore, Rashi says we do bedikat chametz on Leil Li'arba Asar in order that you won't have any chametz in your house and you won't be over these two isurim. Let's just look at this first Tosfot, because it's quite essential. Because as we'll see, the Gemara on the first half and a half is going to be on this word or back and forth. This is a lot where the meat of the Masechta opens up, and we could so it's going to Tosfot brings down Vashi that the reason for, but now again, Vashi holds the reason for Bedikat Chametz, so you won't be over the Yisurim of having Chametz on Pesach. So Bekasha Levi in the second line of Tosfot gave into Tzarech Bittel. We know we do two things. We do bedikat chametz, and when we're done with the bedikat chametz, we do kol chamir v'chamia, deikah b'shusi. We do what's called bittel, we mevatel the chametz. We do both aspects, both parts of the halakha on the 14th. So since we need to do bittel, like the Gemara says, habodik tzarek shivatel, even though we did bedikat chametz, we have to do bittel. Umidoraisen from the Torah, b'bittel b'yamasagi. If you're worried about not having chametz, if I'm mevato my chametz, they're not called mine anymore. So automatically, and I'll tell you, Lamaisa, I had a kid that was born right before Pesach, and you know, it happens that you're just rushing to clean, and when it comes down to it, how much can you clean when no one's there to help you and the whole thing with the birth? So it comes down to, you go, bittel, any chametz in your house, you're mevato, you're not over the problem of loya, you're not over bal yareh bal yimatzah with bittel anymore. So Tosfot asks a very good question. Now that we know that bittel could be good, you can just sit home, don't do any bedikat chametz. Just say bittel, don't clean your house at all for Shabbos, and a great eitzah, save a lot of people, a lot of heartache over here. Just bittel b'yamasavi. A mitzvah could come in bedikat klal. What do you need bedikat at all? You don't need bedikat chametz. Don't tell your wife, sis. They'll just rely on that. Actually, won't. They'll say it's not true. V'nira l'ri. The Alpha God, the Sagi, the Bittul, Enachinami, the Bittul should work, Biyama, Hachmir, Kakamim, Livdok, Chametz, Liyavar, Shalot, Yavot, Liyachlum. He says you have to do Bedikat Chametz, because if you don't, you might come to eat it. Okay? For example, the Gemara brings down a Gluska Yafa, a nice piece of bread, but more likely today it would be that you found a nice bottle of whiskey in your house, and all of a sudden, you know, what are you going to do with your a nice bottle, a few hundred shekel bottle of whiskey? Over here, we're afraid that a person might be tempted. Or again, he's going through the house and he sees a little piece of cake, he pops it in his mouth, he'll be over the issue of shelo yachol chametz, that you're not allowed to eat chametz. So right in the beginning of the Masechta, the mitzvah of bedikat chametz, we have a tremendous machloket, Rashi Tosfot. Rashi says the reason behind bedikat chametz is so you won't be over owning it, shelo yavor bebal yoreh, bebal yimotzeh. And Tosfot asks a very strong question. Bittul takes care of that. Rather, the reason what we're worried for over here is you won't come to eat it. Just to introduce a little bit of what's going on in this, every Rosh Hashiva, every Magid Shir, all this one, the Mesifter in the back goes to the quite at length explaining this Machloket. I'll just explain one. I went through the Kehilas Yaakov last night, and it's a beautiful understanding. It's really a development of what's going to go on Daf Dalet. First of all, with Rashi, the way they get out of Rashi is when someone is mevatel his chametz, do you know what we're worried about? He was mevatel. How does bittul work? Bittul, we're going to see in Rashi and Daf Dalet, it's all maklokin and one is hashpi, so we'll get into that, is bittul is believe. You, in your heart, you are basically saying this thing is worthless. I don't want it anymore. It means nothing to me. When a person does that, says it's worthless to him, we're afraid that when he's going to check later on and he sees something, since it was in his heart that he did the bittul, he might now come and go back on it. Go back on it. So let's say I said, okay, everything in my house is bittul, I did it. And now, since it was in the heart, it wasn't done with a miser, now comes on Pesach and all of a sudden I see, oh my gosh, blue label, Johnny Walker, real fancy bottle. What's he going to do when he sees it? He might have charata on his bittul. The second you do that, you uproot your bittul, and boom! You're over lo yare v'lo yamatzah. You removed your bittul. Tosfot doesn't hold like that. If you look in Daf Dalet, the stipler says, there's a tremendous machloket on what bittul is. He says, the machloket here is based over there. Tosfot says, bittul, when I'm mivatel something, I'm basically removing my ownership from it. It's called a hakna, I'm being maknit to the world. See, with violence, maknit olam. But whatever it is, I removed it from me. I did a like a kinyan over here. So now, when I'm going through on Pesach and I find this Johnny Walker bottle over here, what are we worried about? Let's say I had charata on my bittul. Doesn't do anything. Because since it's Pesach and chametz is isuri hana, I can't be kona something that's isuri hana. I'm not going to be over Bal Yara or Bal Yamatzah. It's not going to be come on anymore. I already removed myself from the ownership. It's other people's. Rather, what are we worried about? You might come to eat it. So already we have, right at the beginning of the second Pesachim, it's wide. It's a big, big sugya, a lot of lumdas over here. But for Bekitzer, we have, why do we do Bedikat Chametz? A lot of reasons why. We have a Machloket Rishonim, either that you should not come to own it, it won't be found anymore, and according to Tosfot, that you won't come to eat it. We're worried about if you just did bittul, you might come and find chametz in your house and be over an iser. Right in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, kol makom shein machnisim bo chametz ein tzarich bedika. Statement over here: any place that you don't bring in chametz, you don't have to do bedika. So any place that you might think that you brought in chametz, you have to do bedika. That's the klal. That we go through, do I have to check the closet, do I have to check the attic? Anything that seems to have a chance that you bring it in, as the Gemara immediately goes, Obama Amru Beit Shoras Amartif, why did they talk about, this is a famous discussion that we're going to see, Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai, why were they talking about you have to check the two rows in the wine cellar? We just said, Kol Malkom Shemak Nizim Mokhamet, Ein Tzarich Bedika. Any place that you don't bring chametz, you don't need a bedika. So what are they talking about? The Beit Shoret and Martev? It's a makom shemaknisu bo chametz. No, ein achinami. That even a wine cellar, Rashi brings down the example of the servant, as they're eating dinner, they ran out of wine, he goes down to the wine cellar to bring some wine in. It is a place that you might bring chametz into. So if you're thinking about where could I possibly put chametz, especially if you have little kids in the house, you have to use your imagination. It'll be anywhere. So, makom shemagnisu po chametz, and on that, beit shami amrim beit shoret al pnei kol hamartef, you have to do the two rows on the face of the whole wine cellar, Beit Shilal, I mean, no, Shtei Shorah Chitzonot, the two outer ones, Shehem Al Yonam, on the top. No more, let's discuss exactly what the Machloket Beit Shammai Beit Shilal is. Rashi, B'ma Amu, L'kaman B'matanitin, the gear, so also the verse says, the Lama, not a lot of Torah on it, what's the difference between the man and Lama? Shtei Shorah, Shel Chaviot HaSudor B'martev, the two rows of the barrels that are organized in the wine cellar, tzarich lifdok b'neim. You have to check between them. Acharei she'amaru, and after we just said in the Mishnah, kol makom she'ein maknitzin bo chametz, ein tzarich lifdok. Any place that you don't bring chametz, you don't have to check. Lamu tzarich lifdok. So why do you have to check it? And meforish lo amu ela b'mirtav she'maknitzin bo chametz. We're talking about a place that we actually bring in a mirtav where we bring in chametz. Kegon mirtav she'mistapik b'menu yayin l'shulchano. This is the wine cellar that you actually go into to get wine for your meal. Upamim shesham ishomei b'mazug yayin upita b'yadu. Sometimes the servant is ready to pour some wine. He has his bread in his hand. Ukashayin kala, now the wine finished. Niknas l'mirtav l'avi yayin. He actually goes in there to bring wine, so it's a possibility that there is bread even in the wine cellar. Shtei shorot afnei kol amartei b'gemor meforesh mahi. Shtei shorot hachitzonim meforesh b'gemor. I'll be explaining gemor. Gemara, my or, what does the word or mean? Okay, now we are going to go through Gemara. I counted last night, there was going to be 15 attacks or proofs back and forth. What does the word light mean? I mean, this is incredible over here. So I'm looking all over, someone's got to talk. If they're opening up the text of Pesachim, back and forth. Light, we all know what light means. Light means day, absolutely not. Conclusion of the Gemara is light means night over here. So on one hand, you could say that this was a question in the yeshiva, such a funny lashon starting off the Masechta, light means day, night over here, and therefore all the different yeshivas brought their proofs for them. When Ravashi was Masechta, the Gemara, he brought down every proof. Could be another reason why going over here, and this is just Bederech Efshar, that we know that the Leil Pesach of Dessel brings it down. It is the ultimate chinuch tool for Amunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is the night that we have, that we give the Mesorah over to our children, what the whole Pesach is about. Some people say it doesn't start the night, it starts the weeks beforehand when we go so mishugana on cleaning for chametz, everybody's going crazy. This is the ultimate Mesorah that we give to our kids. How far we go with Pesach over here, it's all dependent on the Mesorah that we get from Chazal. Therefore, even such an idea that or means light, night and day, something like this is sifted through Chazal to the 15th degree, the nth degree, on how you have to understand, how we have to understand every single thing has been understood through Chazal and debated and gone through. When we have our finished plate over here, this is what Chazal brings us. This is where we start off the Masechta of Or. What is Or? We're going to have 15 rhymes back and forth. My Or. Rav Huna Omer Nage. Nage means the morning. Meaning he's saying that the mitzvah of Bedikat Chametz is in the morning, not at night time. Rav Yehuda Omer Leili. It means night time. We're going to think right now that the one who says the morning is the morning mamish. We're going to see in the end it's not. They're all going to agree that it's the lail, the night time of the Bedikat Chametz. Mamish. It's all going to be leili mamish. We don't really need that. Some people aren't even gorgeous this. Rashi. Mamish. When the morning starts, shachrit shall yudalit is in the morning. Everybody knows it's going to be night at the end. By the way, this is why now when we send out invitations, a lot of people, you know, you get very confused. You tell people the wedding is on Yom Chamishi. So when is Yom Chamishi? Is it Wednesday night or Thursday night. Maybe it's, you know, Yom Chamishi, everybody's getting prepared on Thursday. Everybody knows Yom Chamishi is Thursday, but no, Yom Chamishi is really Wednesday. So we learn from this Gemara. Or the Arba Asar is the night time, the night of the Arba Asar. So if you get a thing saying that it's or the Yom Chamishi, it means Wednesday night, the night of Chamishi. We get it. We'll see the Gemara explain why. It's a nice way of talking. Meitzvei, the first of the 15, Rai is going back on what does or mean. This is what they talk about in the Talmud, that, you know, you start learning Gemara, they'll try and teach you that night is day and day is night. This is a classic example they bring down on it. It says with Yosef's brothers, when Yosef sent his brothers, it says, Aboko or Be'anashim Shulchu. When the morning, which is light, the men were sent. So we see from here, Alma, or, the word or is a noun for a yomma. It's a beautiful proof over here. That day, light is day. Who? And we answer on it. No, if you, the grammar is wrong. We want to make or, if we make or a shein dover, a noun, then we have to say it's day. When the morning, which is light. And we say no. Mi kasiv ha or boker. Did we say the light is day? We said ha boker or. The day, not the day is light, the proper grammar would be, the morning has begun the light, has enlightened, is that the right word? Illuminated. Kasiv. Kamanda mitzafanar, it's like someone says, you know, the morning has dawned. That's what it means. You can't bring a raya over here. We just know that or means light, lighting. And therefore, or the arba asar, which is the beginning of the night of the 14th. And some say that because there's still a little bit of light out, and there are those, there's a sheet that's vivid, that ain't achinami. Bedikur chametz should be starting immediately while it's still a little bit of or out there in the horizon. So why did we need this? And then really what Yosef was telling them, HaBoker or, Kiduvav Yehud Omer Rav, he's teaching them some Derech Eretz. Yomer Rav Yehud Omer Rav, Liolam Yekanes Adam Bechitov. Yosef was telling them to go out in the morning when the light starts. Because always a person should enter in, should enter the hotel, go in for the night, while it's Bechitov. Talking about in Parshas Bereishis, when Hashem created the world, he called the light Tov, it's Kitov. So we call light Kito. A person should go in for the night on his journey while it's Kitov. Fiyatsu Bechitov. And you should leave on the journey when it's Kitov. Rashi. Haboka or. Kaitzai. Tidak the Haki. Come on, a little boker. In the morning, Dayenu or, which is light. Kolomish. Shishmo or. That the name of or. Ha'anashim. That's called. That it's named the boker, which is called or. The people were sent. Mikasiv ha'or boker. Did it say the morning, the light is boker? If it said like that, Dilishtama ula or dayenu boker, then I'd say that the light is morning. The timsaloma, the or shame dover, and that way I could say that or is a noun. The kari laboker or. No, haboker or kasiv. Hai or lav shame dover. The word or is not a noun, ho. Ela haboker ya'ir. It is illuminated. Is there another word for that? Illuminated. When something starts becoming light, illuminated. Yanashim shalko, kamadi amer tzafranar, at the morning, dawn. And really what he's coming to teach us is Derech Eretz over here, Miachi Yosef and the brothers of Yosef. Shehametinu ad shi'ir mizvah. They started the journey only when the day started. Kitavav Yehuda. Aval or shehu shem davar. Eno el laila. But or, that's that shem davar. If it's a noun, maybe it means the night time. Or is a euphemism for night. Bechitov, what does it mean bechitov? Hayotzu l'derech yekanis arvit l'beit hamilon. On the journey, you should go to the Beit Milon while it's still day. Biyoda chamer zorechet, while the sun is out. Ulamachi yamtin ad neitzah chamer. In the morning, you should wait to neitzah chamer. Viyaz, viyaz tov lo shi'or tov lo. The light is good. Shinemar bi'or ki tov. It says with the light when Hashem created it, it's ki tov. Umahi tovaso. And what is the good of light that you should enter in early? Rashi says, mepnei hachayot, because of the wild animals, umepnei alistim. It's a good advice not to travel at nighttime. Tosfot mentions that also because of the mazikim. We're worried about the nocturnal spirits that could harm a person over here, that one should not travel at nighttime. Lamaisa of Zilberstein asked a question on this Gemara. What about today? We have streetlights outside. Is streetlights enough that you could travel? He's saying over here, make sure when you're traveling, you get to the hotel while it's still daylight. Leave after night. He says, what about today? So he brings down, so what are the reasons over here? If the reason is from Ezekiel, we had a Gemara in Brochos that says a torch is like two people. When you have two people, the Mezikim don't harm you. He says, for sure, these street lights are like two. And if you're worried about the chayot and b'knei, the least team, if a person's traveling on a highway in his car with the lights on, there's no problem of chayot and least team on these roads at this time. And therefore, he says, absolutely, even though the prophet of Gemara says you should do it today because of the street lights, there's absolutely no problem traveling to your destination when you should be going there after night or leaving early in the morning before the dawn breaks. Okay, let's try another proof. Meitzvei. Another understanding. What is Or coming to tell us? It says, David HaMelech, at the end of his life, says, U'kiyor boker yizvach shemesh. And the Or, which is the morning, so too will shine the sun for the tzaddikim latid levon. So Rashi learns the pasuk over here. Alma, we see Or Yomahu. We see that it's calling, and the light is morning. That again, it's straight out. We're bringing a proof of the night is morning. By the way, I had a mesorah from one of my rebbeim, Rav Bulman, that when a Gemara goes through time after time, developing a proof, and they all seem very similar. It seems to be the exact same proof and the exact the same format of answer going through. You should never be deceived on how deep the Gemara is going. He said, and he actually developed for us, I don't have the mind of a Rav Bulman to develop it, but there's obviously something more being taught on each case as we develop it through. So maybe it's a better thing. It's a Shein Dover. It seems clearly. Because now the noun in Hebrew always goes first. Very good. The noun always goes first. We developed it even more. It should be a stronger proof over here. Thank you. We could develop with each one of these. That's someone like Rav David over here. We could develop. Or boker yizvach shemesh alma or yomahu. We say omiksib or boker. Did we say or the noun? Noun always comes first in Lashon HaKodesh, which is boker. No, we said uke or boker, like the light of the morning. Ksiv. Vachi, come on. This is how you have to read the pasuk in Shmuel Beis. Uke or boker, like the lighting in the early morning. Biolam hazeh, that all of a sudden it's dark and it starts becoming light. So too, when the tzaddikim leave this world, the world of darkness, it's like the shining light when they go into the world. Again, you cannot bring grammatic. We're trying grammatically to prove that or means morning. It's a noun that means morning. And we were not able to do it. Rashi ki or boker. Hashta mashmalan d'shem davarho. Oh, this is what Rashi says. It's mashma, that it's a noun. Vaki kamar davin. This is what David's saying. Oka or zeh. Like this light, ahenu boker, which is morning, it's a noun. Ken yizvach shemesh letzadikim. So too, the light, the sun, will shine for tzadikim shiyatsu miafelet on the olam abar when they leave the darkness of this world for olam abar. Mikasiv or boker. Did we write it or boker? Ahenu shem dava as a noun. Venimo or hu boker, that you're going to say or is the one. Ken yizvach shemesh. No, ke or boker kasiv. The eiz is shem dava. Once you have the chaf timion before it, it's not a noun anymore. Ala kima'ir shel boker, like the illumination of the morning, yizrach shemesh. Kishematchila boker li'aria bi'olam hazeh, just like when the morning starts, the morning light in this world, v'hu choshik v'yafel, bi'olam hashark, it's very dark, noga kizrikat, and it becomes light, kizrikat hashemesh shel akshav, like the pouring of the sun, the transformation from darkness to light in the morning. That's how it's going to be for the tzaddikim in the future. The fishi or hakama gadol miol in the olam haba, the sun is going to be very great. It's a euphemism for that. Next case. Meitzvei. It says in Bereshis, Bika Elohim la or yom. And he called to the shame dover, the noun, or yom. He called or day. No better proof than this. Hashem himself is calling yom Kippur, or Yom. So therefore, or means the morning. Alma or Yomahu. Hakikmar, no, we read the pasuk wrong. Lema'ir, no. Hashem called to the function of bringing forth light, Uvo Karo Yom, and he came and he called it day. What is the part, the function that is going to bring forth light is called day. Not that or is a noun. Oh, according to that, then what about the flip side? Doesn't make sense. Elamiata, rather now. Usually whenever the Gemara brings the Elamiata, especially when you're learning Lamdash Sugya, there's usually a lot of unspoken words. Ela, now logically, according to what you're going to say, that when Hashem calls the or Yom, it means that the function of what the light does is the day, and now the day takes on the function. It doesn't work the other way around. Well, the Choshek Karlaili, he says, nighttime he called day. What do you, nighttime? What do you mean when it starts getting dark? The Makshik Ubo, when it's starting to get dark, Karlaila? That's called nighttime? That's not true. We know, Vahakai Malan, we paskin, the Ad Seisach Chavim, Yomamahi. We say that until it becomes completely dark, it's still the day. It's a pasuk in Ezra. So you can't say that the first part of the pasuk, as it's the function of becoming light, is called day, because then you have to say the function of becoming dark is night. And it's not true. It's only when it's completely dark, it's same time we say it's night. Ella, therefore we're going to retract on it. Haki Kamar. This is how you have to read the pasuk in Bereishis. Again, you've seen from this Gemara that without Chazal, we don't even know how to read a pasuk in Bereishis, in the Bereishis Olam. Kriya Rachmana Lenohara, he called out, not that he called it, he like a proclamation, he called to the light, the concept of light, Ofachtei emetzuta diyama, and he commanded it to be utilized in the day. V'kraya rachmana lechashucha, and he called out or proclaimed on the function of night, Ofachtei emutza delayla, and he commanded it that it should be utilized in use in the night. So again, that over here when we said that the or is yom, it doesn't mean the noun yom or is day, it means the verb, I think it's a verb or an adverb. The verb, the concept of light is day, and really maybe the noun form of or is nighttime. Rashi. L'ma'iro bo kari yom, ma'ashe shumat hiliya iya v'hari or lav shem davar. It's the concept when it starts to get light, and it's not a noun. V'hai kamalan v'shemaiti kamaiti de brachos, right in the beginning of brachos, ad te rekavim yoma. Until Tzeitzachavim is night. Tzeitzachavim mi'alas ha'shachav yad Tzeitzachavim. That they worked on building the base of Migdash from Olah to Shachar until night. And it says, we worked on the base of Migdash in the day, and we carried our weapons at night. And since it says that they worked until Tzeitzachavim, it's clear that Ad Tzeitzachavim is night. Elah Tarit Tachi, this is the Tarit, the Teretz. Karyu Vachmana Lenora. Have ikwa lav kriyat shem. It's not that he's calling the name or day. Rather, who the tame is shikara et shem or ella kara lebriya tamar. He's proclaiming on the creation of the concept of light coming forth. Shibara mehod miata levusho from the, it looks Kabbalistic to me, from the glory of the spreading of his lavush. I don't know that. Upakti Amutsa Diyama, and he commanded it to be utilized in the day. Tzavahu L'Shemesh B'Yom L'Choshek Tziva L'Shamesh. Sorry, not Shemesh, L'Shamesh. He commanded it to be utilized in the day. L'Choshek Tziva L'Shamesh Palayla. Kara Kamelik Shekar Li'av Toshiyav Olav. It's like he's calling his servant before him and he tells him what to do. Next one. We have 15 of these over here. And of course, like all Gemara, each one of them can be studied within themselves, and you can derive the gems from it. Meisvei, halu kol kochavei or, they praised him all the kochavei of light, alma or orta. We see from here that the kochavei of, or when do the stars shine? At nighttime. So or over here means night. Because they're praising him all the stars of the night, of the or. Alma or orta. Orta is a word that means night. Who? So proof now that or means night. Hachi kamar. This is what you have to say. Haluko kokuve hamairim. They praise him all the illuminating stars. Can't say that. Because Elamiata, again, Elamiata is a whole speaking out. According to that, we know that not all stars, even Rashi understood that there's quasars and black holes and stuff. Not all stars have light to them that are illuminated. According to this, they should praise him all the illuminating stars, meaning only the stars that are illuminated that show light, and stars that don't show light don't have to praise Hashem? Come on, that can't be shot over there. V'ha-kisiv, it says, Alukol tzivakov, all the host, everything in the Shemaim, praise him. And according to the way you're learning it, if or means actual, the enlightened, not the day, not the night, sorry, a little confused over here myself, kol kokve, or only those that produce light, that can't be. The word or over here cannot be the verb of producing light, rather it must be the noun. That they should praise him all the stars of the night. A noun over here, if it's a verb form, that means only the ones that have light are praising Hashem, and the ones that don't have light aren't praising Hashem. Elahai kamash milan, de or de kokuvim nami or. No. What we're trying to teach you over here is a different lesson. That the light of stars is called light. You might not think that it has, it means light in the way that we mean light. It has a din of light. What is it? What nafkmina in halacha would it have that what's coming from the stars is actually or? Hi, my nafkmina. What kind of nafkmina do you have? Lenodemina or. If someone gets upset and he says, I'm making a net, I'm not going to get any benefit from light. He's got to hide in the cave until he finds someone to undo his netter. If he swears that he's a netter from or, Hanodemina or, Titania, Hanodemina or, he's also not allowed to derive any benefit from the light of the kochavim that we see. We might think over here, someone who makes a netter, that I'm not going to have any benefit from light. I'll tell you what, okay, so at daytime you're not allowed outside, but at nighttime you could go out at nighttime. No, since he said the word or, and we know that what produces from the stars is light, he's also not allowed outside at night, unless it's a cloudy night. Rashi. Haikamash Melanta or Kokovim Nami Orhu. The Kiddush of that pasuk, Aluga Kol Kokove or, is that even what comes from not telling you that it's a noun and or means night, it's rather letting you know that or is it is actually illumination, not just to teach you that only those that are illuminated are praising Hashem and not the ones that are not, rather it's coming to teach us that it's called or, that the light from the star is called or. Liolam kokv ma'irim kamor, it's talking about illuminating stars. Udlo kashalacha, hasha'enu ma'irim lo. You can't make that diuk, that kash that we have, oh, the ones that don't have light. No. Hadenekat kokv or, the reason why we chose the word or is to teach a new chiddush. Lab le ma'uti kokv ma'irim ma'irim, it's not coming to exclude the kokv ma'irim or. Velecha. Well, the muti midi, v'kara shmina di'or kokovim kara or. It's coming to teach us the chiddush that the light of the stars is considered light in halacha. V'nachimina l'nidon ha'nam mina or, shiasa bi'oro shel kokovim. Next case. I'm not going to be able to start it, but it's a little bit longer.